Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And I'm excited about the month of August. All month, we're going to be focusing on the fact that we have 5 months left of this year. I know COVID really messed your year up, but there's still 5 months left. You know, August, September, October, November, December. Five is grace. Come on, somebody. So for the next 5 months, we are going to activate our spirit, our mouth, our mind, because we will see with clarity, 2020 vision, our hopes and dreams become a reality. Don't give the enemy the five remaining months that are left, you know, in this year. Let's get on it. Also, some other exciting news. I've decided that just under the unction of the Holy Spirit that I want to start doing a bonus podcast every week coming up soon. It's probably going to be in September when we launch it, but it'll not be just my weekend sermon, but a bonus, something behind the scenes, maybe interviewing some of my friends. And in particular, the Lord's dealing with me about making a lot of it about your personal finances, talking about my solving your money problem system and all the things that are in there that I can unpack to make sure that 2021, you get started on the right track. So anyway, those are some of the things that are going to be happening on the podcast. Also, I want you to subscribe to this, like this, write a comment about it. Tell your friends about the podcast if you enjoy it. And as always, thank you so much for your financial support. When you give to the ministry, when you support the ministry, it helps us help people around the world. I want to talk about one of the coolest games that was ever invented. As you might disagree, but it is Pac-Man. How many old people understand what I'm talking about? It's all-time legendary game, Pac-Man. And when I was a little kid, I would play Pac-Man all the time. And I would pretend that all those dots were people that were coming to my church as a little kid. 10, 11, 12 years old. How many of y'all know that's kind of knowing what you want to do really, really early, right? And so you might be sitting here today or online going, man, I didn't know. I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up and I'm 50. That's okay. But I want to help you this weekend achieve your dreams, take massive action, and not put your life on hold. So my grandma was a preacher and my dad was a preacher, and I just felt like there was something big that God wanted to do with my life. And I've got a feeling that's a lot of you, that God has something big he wants to do in you and through you, but maybe you've been a little sidetracked by the divorce, the betrayal, the hurt, the heartache, a little thing called COVID-19. These are things that can hold you back or launch you forward. Now we know we have 5 months left, August, September, October, November, December. Everybody shout, five means grace. Come on, class, all campuses, shout it again. What? Five means grace. So I asked the team, I said, man, I want to do like this Pac-Man thing. And as always, Faith Church overdoes it. I thought I would have a little joystick in my hand, and they did a big joystick. Come on, give it up for our team. They're incredible. And the first one they're going to put up, the first prop that they're going to put up is, and we're going to talk about it just a little bit, is being stuck. Let's go on that. We're stuck. Here's the way the game works. You go on. I love that sound, by the way. I've heard this sound for a lot of hours. Now, if we stay here, how do y'all know we got a problem? Bam! Okay, look at your neighbor and say, don't do that. Come on, shout it loud, class. What? Don't do that. Have you ever froze? Think, oh, man, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't know. If we listen to the world right now and all the negative news cycles, we'll think, well, 2020's over. We'll use and look at the meme from Back to the Future. How many of y'all have seen that where, you know, the DeLorean's there and it says, whatever you do, don't set it to 2020, right? And you're like, oh, man. People have shirts say, you know, I survived 2020. Or like me, I want a shirt that says, I thrive 2020, because somebody has to win and it's going to be us. Come on, church, give God praise today. So we can have a spirit of fear, and we can sit back in opposition, allow the enemy take one of our lives or one of our years, or we're going to say what happened to me actually happened for me. I was at the gym today, and I was kind of tired. Didn't really want to go. Took some pre-workout to try to jack myself up. Took some of Don's stuff to try to jack myself up. I did everything but smoke a little bit of Nicole's crack. I was like, I'm not going down that road. And I went to the gym, and when I was at the gym, my back is hurting just a little bit. How many of y'all are old enough to realize now there's stuff that hurts you didn't even know you had? Raise your hand, okay? So my back's hurting a little bit, and I'm kind of complaining. And I see some girl over here at the corner of my eye, and her hair is fixed up. By the way, Nicole's with me, so don't think I was stalking anybody, you know, but her hair's fixed up, and she looked nice, and she's definitely, there she is, bam, and she's working out. But when I looked up, I see all this noise, and the lady has one leg, and she's doing this. Pulling this down.
Then she takes her crutches and walks over and starts doing all kinds of other exercises. And I'm sitting there with my mouth open going, oh my gosh, I was griping about my hip. She doesn't have a leg. Now, here's what I want you to understand today. She has obviously some kind of what they would call a handicap, but she said, I'm not going to allow that to set me back. And what really freaked me out is I hate leg day, right? And I look over and with one leg, she's doing leg day. And I'm like, David Craig, you're a wuss. So don't say that COVID kept you back, or your mom put you down, or your husband left you, or this didn't happen. It is your year of 2020 to rise up and say, I'm not going to go to the corner. I'm going to keep on trucking. I've got more life ahead of me than behind me. And what the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it for my good. I dare you to praise him today. What's your excuse? Of course, there's going to be opposition. Now, I think the next one is chasing opposition. Let's watch this. Here's what you should do. Watch this. Got that power pill? Now I'm making points like crazy. There's 1,600 new people coming to my church. Chase the opposition. In other words, run towards the roar. Don't be paralyzed in fear. So when you shrink back, you certainly aren't going forward. Now, I want you to write this down. Life is about taking massive action. Massive action. But if you can't take massive action, at least just take some action. How many single ladies in here would love just any action? Come on, somebody ought to say amen, right? I was like, any kind of action. Just a little bit of action. Okay, so this little bit of action is, it's really easy not to go to the gym. It's really easy to go to the gym. It's really easy to not overeat. It's really easy to overeat. Arden, I want to share something. When Arden and I travel together, and we've done it all over the world, and he doesn't have Susie with him, first of all, he cries and he sad sack him open around, but we make it. But he always asks me if we could share food, because him and Susie share food. And I'm like, that's all we're doing, Jack, just because we're sharing food. I ain't kissing you. But he likes to cut it down the middle, and he always says it. The first time he ever said that to me, he said, I just don't want to overeat. He says, I care what I look like. And looked at me like I didn't. I'm like, come on, man, I gotta call Dom. So he's saying, I'm gonna limit my portions, I'm gonna set my goal up front, I'm gonna know what I'm gonna do, check this out, and I'm gonna know what I'm not gonna do. You are the determining factor in your life, whether you achieve in the next 5 months and you say, hey, the devil's been chasing me and I shrunk back in fear, but I'm actually going to eat one of those pills called greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm going to chase the opposition for a while. Somebody ought to help me right now. And I'm going to make progress when everybody else is shrinking back. When everybody else said, this year is over, I can't wait till 2021. Somebody's got to say, I got 5 months left and I'm taking advantage of my 5 months. Look at your neighbor and say, he's preaching mighty good today. Running the course. This last one I want to show you. Running the course one step at a time. Just one. It gets a little boring, but it's just one step at a time. One step at a time. Nothing real exciting. Outsmarting the enemy. Trying to figure it out. Just one step at a time. The difference between the people who are successful and not successful oftentimes is their ability to execute. I want you to write that down, to execute. Me and Nicole years ago, we bought a farm. Literally, we bought the farm. And it wasn't a funny farm until we were there for a while, but we bought the farm and there was all this acreage, and we bought like, I think it was like 9 acres or 15 acres or something. And then we bought another 10 acres and then we bought another 10 acres. And our goal was we just wanted to own the farm next to us. We just kept buying and buying and buying and buying. But on the hillside of this one particular piece of property there that overlooked our barn, there was like seriously probably 1,000 trees. And I hired a couple guys to help me. And one day I had cut down like probably 3 trees, and they're going, how many of these are we going to do today? And I go, we're just getting started. But here was the difference between me and them. I was executing because it was my property. It was my land. It was my dreams. It was just a job to them. So in life, a lot of times, some of you are just doing a job. Bored of my job. I owe. So off to work I go. And so now you're doing a job instead of saying, I'm living the life of my dreams. Now, again, when I was a little boy, I'm not making this up, I also would stand on a stage in our backyard. My dad, you've heard this story, some of you, so I'll make it quick, but it was a clubhouse that he never finished, and it was just a platform because he didn't finish. He was a quitter. Now, I got onto this stage, and I used it, and I would preach and sing, and my little cousin Tammy was my age, and she would come over, and then my little brother, he was my my lab rat. I would lay hands on him. I'd make him take his arm and put it in his jacket, and I would lay hands on him, and he would be healed, and I'd be like, praise God, brother, look what God did! Seriously, that's what I played as a kid. Now, that was in me, so that was coming out of me, and I was practicing, and I promise, sometimes I felt God doing that. Now, please don't discount your preferred future because you didn't know till later what you wanted to do. God can do more in just a little bit of time than you could actually do the math on the miracle and think, I wasted this and I wasted that. No, that's investment. We're going to put that behind us. We have new lives that we've now put on the inside of us, and now the rest of our life is going to be the best of our life. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, you can do better than that. I preach it better than that. See, you have to make a decision that you are going to do what God wants you to do with what is in your hand. And with that in mind, I want us to go to Exodus chapter 4, verse 1. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they, everybody shout they, would not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they, shout it again, say that the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is in your hand? What is in your hand? And I want you to write that down. What is in your hand? The Bible said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. What is in your hand? Now, let's not focus on what's not in your hand. I don't have any money. I don't have a husband. That's awesome. You got all kinds of free time. No dirty laundry. Nobody's asking where you've been. Nobody wants to clean up. No, come on. Somebody's like, get out! Somebody just got a divorce. They're like, I lost my man. Okay. That's for everybody but Nicole. Come on, somebody. Let's hear it. But what's in your hand? Not what you don't have. Let's talk about what you do have. So right now, Moses is making excuses, but they say. First of all, we got to find out who they are. Most of the time, they are not as many people as you think. They is usually them. People come up to me and say, Pastor David, I want you to say that they don't like it, they don't like it. And I say, I really want to talk to them. I really don't want to betray their confidence. And when I drill down, they is them. So in other words, you can't allow your haters to try to keep you obsessed with playing it safe when you got to get up on your platform. Come on, somebody, and shout, I'm going to be who God called me to be. And it's not going to be based on what they say. They say I'm the wrong color. He said I am more than a conqueror. They say I'm not educated. Greater is he that is in me that brings me wisdom that comes from above. I have an unction from the Holy One. And somebody ought to help me right now. I'm here to tell you, don't allow them to mess with you. If I waited till everybody was happy with me, I would never get on this stage. And I play along even at night because it is illegal in many states right now, including Nevada, to go to church. You go to jail to go to church. So they sent me a thing saying I have to wear this or I go. So I'll wear this down here, but then up here I don't. But if I have to, I will get in the drum cage and have my own little Pope-mobile up here and try my darndest to play along with the rules, but I'm not going to allow, come on, somebody, I don't understand, if at all possible, for it to keep me back. Or if they totally shut us down, then I'll live stream from inside the cage. But why? What? Huh? These are excuses. They don't like the church. Of course, it's an Antichrist spirit that is in the divided states of America. So of course it's coming against the church because they try to silence guys like me who try to empower guys and girls like you that we will not be stopped, that we serve a mighty God, and he's the God that created the heavens and the earth, and he said, come worship me with all of your heart, and when the evil day approaches, do it all the more. So I say, we'll play along the best we can, but I design my life with this moment in mind. Man, I'm really yelling a lot this weekend. I don't know why I'm such a yeller. I guess I'm so excited. And verse 3 says, and he said, what's in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it to the ground. And he cast it to the ground, and it became. I want you to underline that in your mind and shout that with me. And it became. It became. It became. Faith Church became great. It didn't start great. When I was a little boy, 2851 Olladell, in a $33,000 home with no hope of a preferred future, and I had, what was in my hand was a joystick. I could see a church someday that was full of people. I could see multi-campuses, and I could see myself preaching on stages around the world, but my dad never got to see it. It became something. Every great business became something. Every great marriage became something. In fact, everybody in here was little. You were so cute. I don't know what happened, but you were so cute. I saw your baby pictures on Facebook. You were just so cute. You must have been a beautiful baby because you won't say it. The song is, you sure are ugly. Now, I didn't mean that. I've heard that song. I can't believe I'm the only one that's so versed musically with hate tunes. So you were a baby, but you became big. You grew up. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became, everybody shout it again, became a man, I put away childish things. So he became. And a serpent, it says, a serpent. It became a serpent on the ground. And Moses fled from it because it freaked him out. Now let's talk about being afraid of success for a minute. When the church grew to 500 people, we hit a lid. And it just was like this visible lid. We couldn't do it. And then the enemy told me, you'll never be 1,000. You never, I read scriptures in the Bible said that there were some that were leaders over our tens and fifties and hundreds and 200s and 500s and then thousands and 10,000. I thought, I guess I'm never a 10,000 guy. I'm a this guy. And I was kind of afraid of that. But then I want you to write this down. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. So when you get around the right people, God will stretch their capacity. And may I say to you right now online on Facebook, you should be sharing like crazy. You should listen to this podcast over and over. Send it to your friends, because what I'm telling you right now is not personal power. It's personal power mixed and infused with the Holy Spirit's power based on the predestination of God's call on your life. And if you get around this long enough, you will stop believing them and you will start believing him. You will stop believing them, CNN, CSNBC, Fox News, shall I go on? And believe him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. When you're becoming, acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. And so now he was afraid. It turned into a serpent, or the ministry got big and then went to 1,000 and we got stuck again. And then went 2,000, got stuck again. And then I remember when we were 5,000 forever and we were just stuck and stuck and stuck. And I talked to several pastor friends. They're like, man, it just happens. I remember when I was there and I thought, well, I may never get there because it's scary. Because in my mind, the back of my mind, raise your hand if you got a mind, even online, raise your hand if you got a mind. In the back of my mind, there was always a recording saying, you're no good, you can never, you're not educated enough. What if people ever find out you can't spell good? I didn't say smell good, I smell great, come on. Give it up for Brute and Old Spice and Stetson. I'm just joking. Please forgive me if I offended you. But steps, okay, so let's move on. Spell good. But I remember when I got around some very successful people one day, and it was an eye-opener for me that when they told me, they were very educated, and they're like, man, I can't spell with crap. I'm like, you can't spell? You have a law degree. So then, all of a sudden, I realized if he can't spell, then there might be hope for me. In fact, I upped up my personality based on I couldn't spell. So now, the thing that actually was a setback was a handicap, now become something that has given me more power mixed with figuring out how to spell. Thank God for spell check if you get it close. Anybody with me right here? Come on, raise your hand if you're not talking about. All you highly educated spelling people, shame on you. No, it's okay. They went to school back when they let you do that. But anyway, while we're moving forward, forward in this conversation. These could be setbacks along the way, or we could say, wait a minute, what's in my hand? The Bible's in your hand. A podcast is in your hand. Relationships are in your hand. Small groups are in your hand. Your whole future is not in their hands. Your future is in His hands, subsequently in your hands. My future's not in your hands. Thank God. I love you guys, but I don't know if I count on you. Some weekends you say amen. Some weekends you go, oh, me. Sometimes you thumbs up me. Sometimes you thumbs down me. I don't know. But what I have to do is realize and secure what God called me to do and what's in my hand, and I become great. So here's the deal. Just because you haven't became does not mean you're not becoming. My daughter last night, she drove off. She'd been saving up for a long time, and with her help and her mama's help and my help and mostly the bank's help, she now has a car payment like the rest of America. She drove off in her little used car, and she left the house, and Nicole's like, this is such a moment. There goes my baby. Because it seems like just the other day, she was in a car seat. And now she's driving off talking about putting our grandson in her car seat. And I'm like, I know, Nicole, these are bad times. If COVID wasn't enough, if riots weren't enough, Eskin became a woman. Anybody know what I'm talking about right now? Come on, raise your hand. You become. So you are, and I want to give you some time right now. You are becoming. Just because you did not know what you wanted to be doesn't mean that God didn't know what you wanted to, He wanted you to be. There might have been a lot of setbacks that were actually set ups, and you could actually inspire people. The girl today doing one leg day, I was like, David Crank, you need your butt kicked. I wanted to go up to her and say, would you mind kicking me just one time? Just once. Just hang on to something. Bam! I need it. Stop making excuses and make progress and realize God is in you and He's with you. And you've got 5 months left in the banner year to say, this is a setup for something good. God's about to bring me into my promised land. We're about to have our church in Florida because movie theaters can't continue to pay the bills. We're about to get a church. Just because it's a setback for one, it's a setup. Somebody ought to shout amen for somebody else. But don't sit down in the corner of the Pac-Man waiting for the devil to get you. You need to chase the devil for a minute. Look at your neighbor and say, you ready for me to chase you yet? Oh, good. You can be seated. It became. Verse 4 says, then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand. Reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and he caught it. And it became a rod in his hand. Whose hand? So notice God didn't reach for it. God didn't grab it and put it in his hand. He said, hey, Mo, you got to grab it. Reach out and grab it. So he grabbed it. Same thing Nicole did to me the first time she saw me. This is my sermon. Come on, I can tell it like I want to tell it. That ain't true. Reach out and grab it. So he reaches out, he catches it, and he grabs it. So in other words, you hold the power in your hand to be successful or to whine, to be a winner or a whiner. We'll call you a wambulance because it's just so hard. Or you can say, hang on a minute, I'm going to do the word. I'll be created for this moment. Verse 5 says, and they, God says, then they may believe that the Lord God is the Father of the God of Abraham, God of Isaac and Jacob that has appeared to you. Furthermore, verse 6 says, for the Lord said unto him, put your hand in your bosom. And he did. And when he took it out, his hand was leprous. And then he put it back in again. And then it was clean. There was all kinds of miracles happening with his hand. This hand, your hand, has the ability to type all the right emails, text all the right texts, sign all the right deals, shake all the right hands with a lot of hand sanitizer. But these are your hands. So you got to take your hands. God said, I will bless the work of your hands. But you got to dream it. You got to have it so clear that you know as a child what you want to be. No, whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. No, 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 no. I see with HD clarity, 4K vision, what I want it to look like. Now, right now, the church doesn't look like what I want it to look like. But what am I going to do? I'm going to go home and cry. Come in. I was lucky. If I could have just been born where my dad was born and Leave It to Beaver was there and Ricky and Lucy were on TV and they couldn't even like sleep in the same bed together then because there were different rules on TV. Or you could say, These people believe what they hear. People intuitively believe what they hear. So they're being programmed right now with the spirit of fear. And the boogeyman's going to get me. And the boogeyman's going to get me. So everybody runs to their hidey holes and they're afraid. So if they believe that, once they're done doing whatever they're doing and they let you live your life again, for those of you that are doing that, then people will come back to church. And it'll be full again. And they'll be happy again. And by Christmas, perhaps, or for sure by Easter, if they let us go back to church again. I don't know how long they suppress it, but I do know what you're going to do. You're either going to live under, check this out, suppression or impression. In other words, an impression by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't do that. Do this. My dad used to tell me, listen to the Holy Ghost will make you look smart. He told me, just obeying the Holy Ghost will just make you rich, that's all. Because you'll know what to buy, when to buy it, where to go, who not to go with, who to go with. Because on the inside of every person here right now, you know the last time you did that stupid thing. Let me ask you a question. You knew not to do it. But would you be honest with me and say, you did it? A bunch of liars still deal with pride today, but... But have you done something and you knew you weren't supposed to do it? Holy Ghost is going, hey, psst, don't do that. The devil's up to you. Don't do that. And you're like, yeah, but I want to. It would feel good. I'm going to reach out and grab it. And God's like, no, don't grab that. Getting quiet in this Baptist church today. But you have to say, I'm going to renew my mind. I'm going to listen to my spirit. Because this is the Holy Spirit speaking through me to you to tell you that it is not over. Verse 10 says, so Moses said to the Lord, O Lord my God, I am not, I am not. Everybody shout that strong. I am not. I am not. Shout it one more time. Why do you keep saying you're not? I'm not smart enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not good enough. Sometimes you just need a life coach in your life because the devil will always tell you what you're not. He's going to tell you that you won't amount to... Well, I want Chris Farley to tell you that.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. Gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
Okay, give it up for Dr. Chris Farley. Come on, you can do better than that. To the devil, so you're not gonna end up a jack squat. You gotta live on a steady diet of government cheese and live in a van. No, you need to say, no, I am not. I am, might not be eloquent, but I am anointed. I might not be educated, but I have wisdom. I tell you who I am. I am who he says I am. I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm anointed. I'm qualified. And I got 5 rounds left. Come on, give him praise today. I got 1:53 to preach this sermon. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try. I just lied. I know I can't do it. Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a... Shout it, class. To everything there is a...
Season.
Facebook, I want you to hit share. I also want you to download the Faith Church app, because Faith Church, Facebook has been deleting a lot of my sermons due to the stuff that I've been saying about stuff like this. To everything there is a season. Put it up one more time. I want you to see. To everything there is a season. So we got deer season, turkey season, flu season, football season, hurricane season. Look at your neighbor and say, it's seasonal, baby.
Seasonal.
Seasonal. The Bible said to be instant, in season, and out of season. So that means go to church and preach like the place is packed, which I'm doing right now. I'm quite proud of myself. I've patted myself on the back several times going, you are a ball. Look at you go. Ain't nobody up in here but you and the Holy Ghost. But look at you go, because I have to encourage myself. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I look at you like, well, I don't know, man. Oh, we've been watching the news. You ain't busy when I'm busy. And COVID's going to kill us. If it's going to kill you, it already killed you. To everything, there is a season. So if there's a bad season, then it'll be a good season. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up, which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. There's just a bunch of times. What we're seeing here, and I'm trying to show you, is to everything there is a season. Season. It's seasonal. So don't doubt in the dark season what God wants to do in the light season. Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Remember this? All you got to do is fall. And I'll. Yes, I will. You guys are good. Give it up for all the James Taylor people. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Four seasons. Right now we are in summer. What's the snowman do in summer? You got to watch your Disney movies, guys. Come on, help me with this. He melts. Because it's really hot. But how many of y'all know there's getting ready to be sweater season? And it's all the trees. All the trees are brown and the sky is gray. So it's just brown. But you can't go, they died. Oh, Pastor, all the trees in my front yard died. God hates me. When did this happen? They got some kind of disease. I think they got COVID around October. They're all gone. January, they're just bald. Every tree in my yard, God hates me. I'm a tither. Then spring comes, season changes, and a bud will come. And you'll look, and the birds will. Come on, that bird found somebody. Come on, somebody. Somebody like, look at you. So now, with spring season, what you thought was dead comes back. I speak to you prophetically in the last minutes. You need to start feeling good like I should, because this is just a season and God is getting ready to turn it around in your life. Come on, somebody. Come on, stand up with me and sing it. Everybody, I can hear it in my head.
Like I should.
You got to clap better than that. You didn't even pay a ticket. Stand up with me. I'm so proud of our team. Cues like that tonight from audio, from video, from everybody. This is an unbelievable team. One more time. So proud. Good job, Tim. So I still have around 3 hours worth of material. I really do. I always overcook. I got way too much stuff. I'm sitting here midway going, oh man, what do I chuck? What do I keep? I mean, because, I mean, some stuff is really good. Like Ezekiel chapter 9, I always wanted to read this out of Message. It says, seize life, eat bread with gusto. How many of y'all know that sounds good? That's a word from the Lord, eat bread. Don Strains is wrong. Drink wine with a robust heart. Oh yes, God takes pleasure in you. Dress festively every morning. Don't skimp on colors or scarves. This is the Message. Relish life with your spouse of your love. Each and every day, enjoy your precious life. It's unreal. For the sake of time only, this is so much stuff I want to do. Verse 13, it says, no one can predict misfortune. Like a fish caught in a cruel net or birds in a trap. So men and women are caught by accidents and evil suddenly. And then it says, let's put it up there if we can. It says, wisdom is better than muscle. Maybe tomorrow we can work on, the Message Bible. Wisdom is better than muscle. So in other words, your physical flesh might not be able to fight this situation, but wisdom is the principal thing. And if you'll use God's wisdom, you will be able to affect the preferred future that you want. Now, I want you just for a second to keep your eyes open, and you online on Facebook, and I want you to say yes on Facebook. If you say, and here I want you to raise your hand, if you say, this message kind of recalibrated me and makes me think a little different about the next 5 months. Say yes or raise your hand. Come on, real high. Keep it up high. I want to see if I did a good job. Raise your hand. Anybody that doesn't have their hand up, I'm going to see if I can do a personal class with you to fix you. Somebody put their hand down because they wanted time. I was lying. I was just lying. You put it down. Now, here's what's cool about God. A lot of things are cool about God. But here's the coolest thing about Him. He knew from the beginning of time when He created you what He wanted you to do with your hand. Now, you might not have known until maybe next month. You'll know. But if you'll stick with this church and stick with the house and come to God's house and not use it as an excuse, well, they told me not to go to church, but you went to the mall. Told me not to go to church, but you got your hair did. Told me not to go to church. If I see you on Facebook at a nail salon, I'm going to personally kill you. Come on, somebody. Because when I look at the gym today, there was nobody in there but me and Nicole and a lady with no leg, because everybody else is making excuses while some people are making progress. It's your choice. What are you going to do? You don't want to live in a van down by the river. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I want to pray for you here and online. On Facebook, I want you to put your prayer request right now. Write it out. Communicate back with us on the Faith Church app. Our campus pastor for your campus online is a real campus. You're there. We know you're there all around the world. And we want to pastor you during this difficult season. Many of you said around the world, I've been looking for a church like this, and I'm 9,000 miles away, but thank God for somebody speaking the word like this right now in this season. This is my house, and this is where you tithe. It is where you give. It's where we want to come alongside and pastor and pray for you. And right now, as your pastor, I want to pray for you. List those prayer requests out here in this room right now and online. I don't know what your prayer request is, but God knows. With your eyes closed, I want you to picture the problem, picture the person, picture the season that you're in right now, the cancer, the setback, and realize this is just a season. Don't count yourself out. Count your blessings. Father, right now, as their pastor, I talk to an almighty God in the precious, powerful, wonderful, matchless name of Jesus. And God, I speak breakthrough, anointing, progress, and supernatural power into their lives this weekend. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said amen.
Thank you so much for listening today. I always am grateful that you take time to also share this with other people, to write a comment about this. It really makes a difference when you actually, you know, make some noise about it, especially since we only have 5 months left in this year. The good news is five means grace. The entire month of August, we have 5 months left to actually have the grace of God manifest in our life. Don't allow the enemy to take you back and say, man, COVID stopped you. Don't set your, you know, the Back to the Future card in 2020, whatever you do. Or if you have t-shirts, I survived 2020. No, you're going to thrive in 2020. It's your year. believe it or not. God can do more in 5 months than you could do in 5 years. So keep the switch of faith turned on. Also, some other news is we're going to start a podcast probably in September, an additional bonus podcast throughout the week. That'll be some interviews with some of my friends and people that'll bring leadership clues to you, as well as God's dealing with me about solving your money problems, kind of breaking down in a Dave Ramsey style that's in my system how you can get ahead financially and set yourself up to win and succeed in 2020. So at any rate, that's going to be happening. So be looking for that bonus podcast every week. And again, many of you ask, how can I support the ministry? Well, it's pretty easy to do it. You can text to give just on your phone right now. You could get out your phone and text 77977. Then keyword, you text the word faith, F-A-I-T-H. So 77977, faith, O-N-L for online. Then a space and then the dollar amount. So again, if you want to keep this ministry strong, you want to help us bless more people, we'd love it. We'd appreciate it. Again, you text 77977 to faith, O-N-L, space, and the dollar amount. Hope to see you again here on the podcast real soon.